The following program does not necessarily reflect the opinions and viewpoints of the staff and management of this station.
Good morning. This is Carol Gordon of HeartMenders International, broadcasting from News Radio KTOK 1000 on your dial. My husband Lewis and I founded HeartMenders International, where hearts and lives are changed. We are a generational ministry called to proclaim the message of the healing of hearts, marriages, and families. The crying challenge to keep families whole and healthy is so great today that it calls for a strong, proactive, biblical approach to life. Our Heavenly Father designed marriage and family before the fall, and He knows how to build healthy family relationships now. We have available help from heaven. Lewis and I were married for 46 years. We had almost 22 years in our honeymoon of healing before he moved to heaven in 2002. The Lord continually urged our growth and refining by his word. We encountered many of the same issues your family may be going through in the unfolding life of our family. We have had marriages that ended in divorce, financial pressures, prison terms, health problems, misunderstandings, reconciliations, and many other challenges. The Lord faithfully brought us through them. We learned to lean on Him, and He has healed, strengthened, and is maturing us. Early on, He told us to give to others what He taught us. In 19 years of ministry together, Lewis and I saw hundreds of families, thousands of individuals, go up to a new level. With others in my family, we are now in our 18th year of weekly meetings on Tuesday evenings at 7 at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue, where we share and pray for needs. Don't struggle alone. You can call in for prayer at our office Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4, at 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. Again, I'm Carol Gordon, and I'm so pleased to have as my guest today in the studio, Greg Gunn. Now, Greg has a lovely wife and a family you'll hear more about. He owns his own financial services company, and 11 years ago, he started Family Vision Weekends with his wife and another couple.
Yes.
And tell us how that came about.
Well, Rhonda and I were at church on Sunday, and we saw our pastor, and I said, "Hey, Pastor, we missed you last week." And he said, "Well, my wife and I were on our annual family goal-setting weekend." And I said, what now? An annual family goal-setting weekend? I said, "Now, tell me exactly what is that?" He said, "Well, we go away once a year, and we spend 3 days praying and asking the Lord to reveal to us what He wants our family to accomplish in the next year, in the next 5 years, and then what is the vision that He wants us to pass into our children and into their children that will capture their heart and their imagination." And then we write goals for each other, for our marriage. We write goals for each of our children. And then when we come home, we sit down with each of the children and show them what we feel like God has revealed to us as to what they're to accomplish this year. Some of those goals are spiritual. Some are just practical goals, and so on. And depending upon their ages, then we ask them, "Do you have any goals you would like to accomplish this year?" And sure, they would say, "Well, yeah, I want to get an A in algebra, or I want to be on the varsity, you know, team, whatever." And so they write those down, and then he said, "We will laminate those, put them by their bed, and then when we tuck them in at night, then we pray over those goals." And I just thought, man, you have got to be kidding. I said, that thought of having a family goal-setting weekend and writing out a family vision or purpose, it's something I would easily do for my business and have done it almost every year. Written goals for my business or gone away on a goal setting, a retreat of some kind, you know, and get my company team together and write goals for the team and periodically meet and go over and see how we're following our goals and if we're actually on track, you know. I thought, man, why in the world would I not think about doing that exact thing for my family? I've read at least 100 books on success and building a business and all kind of books on that if you're going to win in business, you have to have a plan. You have to have a goal. You have to have everybody on the team that is on the exact same page, you know, that everybody is singing off the same sheet of music, if you will. All of that, I knew that to win in business, you can't win by accident. You can't just wake up one day and go, look, can you believe it? Look at all this success we have, you know. Where'd that come from? No. It only comes by developing a plan and working your plan. Then why would I have this such a huge disconnect in my mind that everything I wanted to have happen at home or everything I wanted to have happen in my marriage, everything I wanted to have happen in my children somehow was just going to happen by accident? How can
really?
What a disconnect.
Yes. You know? And most people operate that way.
You're absolutely right. Even those who are very successful in business or coaching or ministry, they just somehow there's this disconnect in their mind that what works in creating success in those arenas, those same principles also work at home. But we don't know how to actually do it. You know?
Most people don't think about applying principles at all. And if they do, they limit it to just managing their finances or their business, and they never put it in their heart for their life.
Wow, that's so true. So that's where it started. I asked our pastor to write out an agenda of what to do on that 3-day weekend, and we still have that pencil all penciled out on a piece of paper that we took with us. Rhonda and I then set a date. We drove to Tulsa, Oklahoma, about an hour and a half away, and just locked ourselves in the hotel room and spent the first hour just praying. And we found some scripture that we began to pray over, and it was Jeremiah chapter 35, the story of the Rechabites, this Jewish family. Yes. That their great-grandfather, Jonadab, was alive during the time of Ahab and Jezebel. So he was in Israel during the time when the country was in a deep form of idol worship and the just the how Ahab and Jezebel had taken them down to the deepest form of evil that the country had ever been in. And he observed how the people and the families were being destroyed in that country. And alcohol was used to eliminate their inhibitions as they went into these temple and these idol worshiping temples and these degrading rites that they would go through. And so he gave some commandments to his children that they were to not drink wine. He said, you, your sons, and your daughters forever, you're not to own land. You're not to have any land, even if someone gave it to you. You're not to have it. You're not to grow crops or build houses. You're to be herdsmen and be mobile and outside of the cities where the deepest form of idol worship was taking place were inside the cities. So if they didn't own homes and they didn't have any land, then they wouldn't be living inside the cities, I guess, is what his thinking was.
So good plan.
Yeah, pretty good plan, right? To preserve and protect his family. And so we prayed over that scripture and said, Lord, would you reveal to us what is it that we can do? What are some family values that we can give to our children that would protect them alive in the future? Well, because of these commands, when Nebuchadnezzar came into Israel and the judgment of the Lord had come upon the children of Israel, I guess many times in the Old Testament he would judge them and bring an enemy in and attack the land and occupy them. So when Nebuchadnezzar came, of course, all the people who owned land and all those who had homes had to defend them, and thus they were killed. But the Rechabites simply rolled up their tents and moved out of town, and the destruction swept through, and their family was preserved alive. And that was, you know, some 200 years later, after their great-grandfather had given them this commandment, 300 years later, a total of 500 years, the Assyrians came into Israel and attacked the land. And again, the Rechabites simply rolled up their tents, moved out of town, and the destruction swept through, and they were preserved again. So here's a family that got these family values, these commands, hundreds of years earlier, and here they were living them out today as if their father had given them to them last year. I mean, how did they do it? How did they pass that vision, that way of living on to the next generation? And because it's only one generation away from extinction.
Yes.
And so we really just sought the Lord and said, Lord, reveal to us how we can put together these family values that will preserve our family. How do we pass them so that they're attractive, that every generation can't wait to live them out? You know, that they're not some ominous list of rules, but just how do we sell it so that they want to live it, you know? And that was our prayer. And then we just took our pen, put it on a paper, and literally out of the end of our pen came these words from God. It was just literally a miracle.
He is so good.
Oh, he is. So that's how it started.
Oh, that's wonderful. And so you began to have this, teach this in your business, and then you're
that's
taking
right.
it into the community.
Yeah, we have a part of our company mission statement is that God should be first in your life. Your family should be second, and your business should be third. And so as a part of that, we have periodically we'll do a family and marriage enrichment night to work on that that aspect of our mission, which is that our family should be second. And so we started teaching these principles of writing a family mission statement. We've written a company mission statement. Our company mission statement is to help most families, or to help families get most of the things money can buy, but all the things money can't buy.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So anyway, we started. That's when we began to put this all together in a seminar form, so that we could help couples write their family mission statement, their multi-generational vision, and put their family values in writing.
Oh, that's so wonderful. I was privileged to attend one of those and just was so blessed, because we had to work backwards because our kids were nearly grown when we came to the Lord, so we had to pray it on them.
Amen. That's good.
We are going to commercial break now. This is Carol Gordon and Greg Gunn, and we will be back in a few minutes. You're listening to HeartMenders International, broadcasting on News Radio 1000 KTOK on your dial. Welcome back to HeartMenders International, coming to you on 1000 KTOK, your news radio station. I'm Carol Gordon. Today, my guest is Greg Gunn, and he's a local businessman and a father and husband. And I wanted him to tell you about his family. He's mentioned his wife, Rhonda, and that they have children. But tell us about your children.
Sure. Well, we have seven children. That's right. Seven children. They're all boys, except for five of them. No, actually, we have five girls and two boys, and the boys are kind of in the youngest group there. And I grew up in a family that believed in hand-me-downs, so you can imagine our boys sliding into third base and their dresses flying up and everybody seeing their panties. So you're going to have to pray for them. They've got a lot to overcome.
Oh,
no, I'm kidding. We're going to get them some new stuff. But no, we have, and Rhonda and I have been married now. We will celebrate our 24th wedding anniversary this August. And we really believe that God has given us, each one of our children, as a specific mission for us to lay the foundation in each one of them for many godly generations. And that's our Gunn family mission statement, our vision statement, which the vision is something that we won't be able to accomplish in our lifetime. We want to pass that to the next generation. But the vision statement is to lay the foundations for many godly generations in our family. So
that's wonderful. What are the names of your children?
Okay. Our oldest is Hannah. She will turn 21 next month. And she's got married 2 years ago to a young, wonderful young man, Hunter Goodman. They just had their first, our first grandchild, little Nevaeh, which is heaven spelled backwards. And Hannah is just a wonderful leader in our family. Because we have so many children, and Rhonda is a home educator, we've asked Hannah to come back as a nanny and help us about 4 days a week with the kids. Then we have Bethany. She's 17. Now she's taken on the role of what we call our team captain, since Hannah is now married. Rhonda and I are the coaching staff, and Bethany is our team captain, which has been powerful. And then we have Esther, who's 11. Leah is 9. Josiah is 8. Mariah is 6. And Jacob is 4.
So, and they are such a cute family. They're just wonderful.
Thank you.
I love the team captain concept that you introduced me to on that.
Yeah, when I was growing up, I played football in high school, and I remember my first my freshman year when I went into this giant high school, big, huge guys. I was so little. I remember the coach talking about getting the team ready for the next season, and we're going to win the state championship and so on. After he left the room, the team captain got up and said, "Listen, guys, now that the coach is gone, we're not going to allow any of you in this room to party during football season because we want you to be at your absolute best. So if we catch any of you out drinking or parties late at night, that kind of thing, we're going to have a blanket party, and me and my friends are going to throw a blanket over you and beat the snot out of you." So, man, I was scared to death. You know, that coach could not have policed that rule on his best day. He couldn't have policed that rule any better than his team captain. So it hit me that if I don't use the power of my team captain, then I'm an idiot, you know. So we have really done a team captain training. We have a team captain training program where we help you teach your older siblings that they are the team captain, and that we picked you. God actually picked you with your birth order, that you are a leader in our family, and that's the best team captain is the leader. And that you're responsible to help train up and be a mentor and a trainer to your siblings. And, Carol, that was something that I had no concept of growing up, that I had any responsibility for my siblings. Mm-hmm. That if they were anything, they were a bother, they were someone who caused my life to be less than perfect. I just wanted to be away from them. I didn't want them to be around me, and so on. And if no one ever told me, and I grew up in the church, but I never had a youth pastor, a pastor, a friend, a cousin, an aunt or an uncle that ever told me that I had any responsibility for my siblings. And I believe Satan owns this disconnect between siblings, that we live in a culture that we allow each other to be unkind to each other in our families. It's literally considered normal or required that you are literally horrible to your siblings.
Yeah.
And I believe that's probably one of the things that is breaking up and hurting families more than anything I can think of.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I can see that. In fact, after I heard you share on that, I was going to do some teaching on it. I had to go to the phone and call and repent to my brother. He's right.
How wonderful.
Because I couldn't open my mouth if I hadn't done it myself, you know. Because we have to live out the principles of the Scripture, and that is certainly loving your neighbor as yourself starts at home.
Oh, man, doesn't it?
It has to. If you're not working it at home, this Christian walk is not, it's not for out there. It's for in your heart and in your home first.
Amen.
So, and Heart Mentors helps people do that, to learn to step up to a new level. And we've been talking about brothers and sisters for a couple of weeks, and in May I offered a tape set on children and brothers.
Wow.
But in June, and this will broadcast in June, our messages are on parental issues, and which will open new views of family life and help you to pray more effectively, because there are promises attached to honoring your parents.
Wow.
And we have to get that right too.
Yes.
That seems to be a little more obvious. More people know that, but this brother thing is big.
Mm.
But people can order our messages on parental issues by mail for $17 or over the website. They can call 405-495-HOPE, 495-4673, and we take Visa and MasterCard. They may also call to give a tax-deductible donation. HeartMenders is a faith-based ministry, and our partners help us to reach out to a hurting world. You may also send prayer requests, donations, or product orders by mail to Post Office Box 516, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008-0516. I also want to invite you to HeartMenders Healing Intensive on Relationship Interactions, which is Friday, June the 6th. That's a Friday evening, 7 to 9, and Saturday, June 9th, from about 9 to 3, at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue. It's a free seminar, but registration is required. I call 495-4673. We want to have enough notebooks and materials for you, and we would love to have you come. So please get in touch with us on that. Well, I just am so excited on the things that we continue. I mean, I have majored on family interactions for now 20 years, trying to find out how the Lord saw them, implement them in my heart and then in my family, sometimes through prayer at a distance, because we were a very broken family. The Lord has restored my relationship, our relationship with two of my three children, and the other ones we're working on.
Amen.
If God's not through,
that's
praise
right.
God.
Amen.
And I am so grateful for what I have seen in His power to restore.
Amen.
The brokenness,
yes,
that Satan has bred into our family,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
dynamics,
yes,
in every family.
Yes.
And that's what HeartMenders is about, is helping people turn that around.
Yes.
And we just see so much of it. And we had some really good reports in our meeting this week of family times over the Memorial Day weekend, and how they'd gotten to see people and been a blessing to them, and things that weren't good before are good now. And that
great.
Is just so much God's heart.
Yes, yes.
Is to have families that when they get together, they love one another.
Mm-hmm.
I was grousing one time to the Lord and said, that's all I want, is everybody home for Christmas and loving each other. Is that too much to ask? And He answered me. He said, that's what I want. Families, my family, together loving each other.
Oh, amen.
It's
amen.
So simple.
Wow.
All we have to do is love Him and love one another.
Yes.
But it's not simple to implement, because we've got all this junk.
Oh, that's so true.
But we can get rid of the junk. He gives us tools.
Yeah.
Forgiveness and seeing things differently,
mm-hmm,
all kinds of things. So you teach that in your seminar, we teach it in ours, and
amen.
God is good.
Amen.
And He's getting some things done. I know that it's blessing for all of us are called to do our part. I'm so grateful for that. Well, I thank you, Greg, for being with me today, and
thank
for
you.
All our listeners for being with us on News Radio KTOK 1000 AM. I'm Carol Gordon, and I trust this program is expanding your vision of the possibilities of healing in your life and relationships. You can have all the promises of help from heaven that you will pursue. HeartMenders International has a free meeting every Tuesday evening at 7 at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue, Oklahoma City. Child care is provided for children up to age 12. We have products and prayer support available at the meeting or by phone at 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. You may also visit our website at www.heartmenders.org. Thank you again for joining me, and we will see you next week. A blessing on your week.